In just a moment, Autolite presents Suspense, starring Margaret O'Brien.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh.
Why, Hap, that's not the way to sing hurrah for Thanksgiving Day.
What are you telling me, Arlo Wilcox?
No, Hap, this is the way it goes today. Over the river and through the woods and never mind the snow. Grandpa is happy with his jalopy, his battery's never low. Over the river and through the woods, blow high ye winds, blow low. The car's as snappy as Grandma and Pappy with an Autolite Safehold, you know.
Well, Hap,
Autolite Safehold batteries have changed a lot of things today.
Oh, isn't anything sacred anymore? It's Thanksgiving Day. Let's listen to Margaret O'Brien on Suspense.
He's made some cranberry relish for us. Run over and get it, Margaret, so our feelings aren't hurt. Oh, and hurry. This turkey's down to a turn. So I ran to Aunt Susan. And on the way back, I took a shortcut from Mr. Corey's lot. It's a big lot. More like the side of a hill that slides down to Monument Creek. It's a swell place to play Indians and cowboys. Or explore the hunting for treasures. Because Tuck's done all kinds of stuff there. Loads of dirt and junk, and even big things like old cars and big pipes and chunks of concrete. Well, this day, coming back from Aunt Cynthia's, I saw that a lot of new junk and dirt had been dumped there since Saturday. They'd even covered up our swell big concrete pipe that us kids called our fort. Covered it clear off. I was looking around to see where it used to be when, all of a sudden, I stopped to listen. The sound was coming up out of the ground.
Slam the door. Is that the letter?
Listen, Mama. There's a screaming woman in the lot.
Wash your hands, Margaret.
She's screaming and screaming and screaming. Mama, listen to me. We've got to dig her out. She's buried under tons and tons of dirt.
I'm sure she can wait till after dinner. Oh, next year, I swear I'm going to buy a bigger platter.
Mama, don't you believe me? You've got to believe me.
Margaret, I've got a million things to do. Good gosh, look at you. How big are your knees so dirty?
But when we got to Nevada...
Never mind. Go and tell your dad we're about to eat.
He's in the front room reading a tape. Yes, Mama. Daddy! Oh, Daddy, I've got to tell you something.
Getting hungry, baby?
Daddy, there's a screaming woman in the lot.
I never knew a woman who didn't. Well, that's
turkey. We've got to get picks and shovels and dig her up. That's when we get some money. Oh, Daddy!
I don't feel much like an archaeologist today, Margaret. I can't think of anything but food. Let's have an expedition next Sunday and dig her up.
But we can't wait that long. Oh, Daddy, you'll die if we don't do it now. I'll give you some money.
Oh, so it's a business proposition. Well, how much do you pay by the hour?
I got $5. It took me a year to save.
Come here, boy. You know I'm touched.
Oh, but Daddy,
you want me to play with you, and you're willing to pay me for my time. Why, girl, you're shaking. Calm down.
Oh, Daddy, please.
After our Thanksgiving dinner, I'll come out and listen to your screaming. How's that?
Oh, no, now, Daddy. Maybe she'll die if you don't come out now. Well, you've got to come now.
Margaret.
If you believe me, you wouldn't wait. You never believe me. Mama doesn't believe me. Nobody believes me.
Quiet down right this minute. Oh. I not only won't go with you, but you go to your room and stay in without your Thanksgiving dinner. Now, is that clear?
Yes, sir. It's clear. I always like Thanksgiving. Almost next after Christmas. But that was an awful one. Dinner was a million years long. Everybody moved so slow, like a slow-motion movie. Forks and knives and spoons moved slow. And Dad's cheek muscles moved slow when he chewed. Oh, try to make things faster.
Margaret, You heard your mother now. Don't eat so fast.
But, Daddy, the same woman. We've got to hurry.
My dear young lady, this is Thanksgiving dinner, an occasion when we do not hurry. Oh, I intend to eat 4 or 5 helpings of everything until I can't eat any more. And I'm going to make an extra effort to find room for pumpkin pie, two walnuts, stuffed dates.
Oh, please, please, Dad.
Don't trust me anymore. If you mention her again, this screaming, what's this? I won't go out with you to hear her recital at all. Understood?
Yes, sir. It's understood. I wanted to yell. Oh, please, Wes, get up. Run around. Come on, hurry. But I had to sit still. All here in the loft with the sun shining down, all alone with nobody to hear or to help her. But the screaming woman. I could hear my mind screaming. Mom and Daddy couldn't hear. They just kept on eating and talking.
Well, now that I can be thankful for a full stomach, I guess we should consider what other things we have to be thankful for, hmm?
Well, we're all healthy. Prices are sky high, but we're not in debt. Yet.
Those are mundane things, my dear. I'm thankful for my big daughter. Right, Puss?
Yes, Dad.
And for my loving wife, who is still the most romantic woman I know.
Oh, silly.
So I'm thankful I didn't marry somebody else.
I nearly married Dora Lampel. Even gave her a ring.
No, I never meant anything. No one... No. You're the only one who's been a serious competitor since we were all kids.
Oh?
There's only one. One other. Helen Nesbitt.
Oh.
Yeah, Helen was my first love. When she was about as old as Margaret, I gave her a present one Christmas, and she gave me one. I still have it.
Oh, that takeaway on your desk.
Mm-hmm. Funny how we hang on to things that were important when we were kids.
Daddy.
Just a little longer, boy. Warm up my coffee, will you, dear?
You know what I'm thankful for, dear? Seriously. That we stayed here in the same town where we grew up. Here you are, dear.
Thank you.
The same friends. Even the same street. Oh, it's been a peaceful life. Not very exciting, but Daddy...
Margaret finds it pretty exciting.
Yes. You better take her out to the lot before she collapses.
Your screaming woman. Lead me to her.
Over here, where our fort used to be.
Fort?
It's a big concrete pump. It's all covered up now.
Oh, Charlie's really getting this lot filled in. All right, where's the lady?
Right about here, Daddy. Listen.
Don't hear a thing. Except the wind. Better button up your sweater, book.
Listen.
Well, that's the trolley over on Aspen Street.
Hey, there. Screaming woman. Help!
Looks like the Dolans are starting out for a drive. Well, I guess your screaming woman has let you down, Puss.
But she was here, Daddy. Right under here where they dumped all the dirt. I heard her screaming and screaming like she was underneath the fort. Somebody dumped tons and tons right on top of our fort.
Yeah, too bad they buried your fort, Margaret. I saw two of Kelly's big trucks back in here last evening. There was a dump truck in here this morning, too.
It isn't because they covered the fort.
That must be your screaming woman doesn't like grown-ups. Only delivers her solo for kids, I guess.
And maybe she can't scream anymore.
Well, I'm going back and take a nap. Let my dinner settle.
Well, aren't you going to help me, Dick?
Now, listen, my dear. Don't you think this is a sort of a silly game?
But it's not a game.
Now, don't stay too long, dear. Mama probably likes some help with those dishes.
Daddy! Daddy! I know I heard a scream. I know it. Oh, darn, darn, darn. You're there. You're still there. Hey, screaming woman. Oh, why did you scream before? Why did you scream so Daddy could hear you? Don't just scream for me. I can't have you all by myself.
Feel your head.
Please, Dad.
Why, you've got a fever. You're going to lie down, young lady.
We can't leave it down there, Dad. We just can't.
Come along. Come on into your room. That's right.
It's awful, Dad. It's awful for her to be screaming and nobody listening. Nobody cares.
Lie down, folks. Lie down. Now, come on.
You don't let her listen anymore, and you'll die.
Now, you're going to lie down the rest of the afternoon before you make yourself sick.
No, I've got to dig. I've got to dig up.
Oh, those comic books you read. Now, I forbid you to leave the house. Close your eyes, now. Take a nap. That's my good girl.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Margaret O'Brien in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
I have a hunch you're going to give me another Autolite stay full battery Thanksgiving song.
No, not me, Hap.
No?
No, sorry. By Cornelius, I'm going to tell a Thanksgiving story. It's a fable.
It couldn't be anything else if you told it.
Now, listen to this, my trigger-tongued trooper. Last year at this time, my car called me out to the garage. Quite a car, too, Hap. Once a year, she overhauls me.
Wow, and on Thanksgiving Day, too.
Hello, she said. I have an empty feeling, and I'm so confounded thirsty all the time, I think you ought to do something about it. I'd like to end up Thanksgiving Day with that fine, full feeling that lulls you to sleep as soon as the mince pie disappears. Well, how, my pretty, says I, can all this be accomplished? Easy, she chimes. I need to switch to an Autolite Stay Full battery. Why, with an Autolite Stay Full battery, I'll never be thirsty. And if you use me normally, I'll need only 3 drinks a year. And what's more, with the oversized electrical capacity and fiberglass insulation of that Autolite Stay Full battery, I'll have more power, stay lively longer, and save you time, trouble, work, and worry. And Harlow, for a fellow as lazy as you are, think what all this means. Well, when she came up with all those points in my favor, I hurried, I hastened, I hurdled till I was exhausted. And by Christopher, I got an Autolite Stay-Full battery and gave it to Clarissa. I call my car Clarissa. Oh. Thanksgiving morning. We took a spin, and I could tell she was happier than a penguin with skis.
Sounds like Harlow in Wonderland. Well, now, let's get back to Margaret O'Brien and the Screaming Woman.
And now, Autolite brings back to a Hollywood soundstage Miss Margaret O'Brien as Margaret in The Screaming Woman. A tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
After a while, I stopped crying. I had to get back to the lot where that woman was screaming. But I was locked in. I tied a sheet to the bed and let it out the window and shimmy down to the ground. Then I ran to the garage and got shovels and ran to the empty lot. The sun was almost down and it was getting cold. I started to drink fast.
Hiya, Maggie.
It was Dickie Smith, who was 10 years old, the same as me. He goes to my school.
What's he digging for?
For a screaming woman. She's down in the ground and I'm going to dig her up. You can help me dig, Dickie. There's an extra shovel.
I don't hear nothing. That old digger is out here screaming.
Then listen.
I don't hear nothing.
Just wait. You will. There. Did you hear it?
Hey, that's okay. Do it again.
Do what again?
The scream. Do it again.
Go on.
I'll give you this egg and you can teach me to do it.
Hot dog, did you get that big ventriloquist book by Diane from that magic company? You got one of those 10 things in your mouth? I won't tell unless you help me dig.
Okay, small. Give me the shovel.
Hot dog. And you've got to dig fast. And I'll fix it.
Come on,
Maggie. Mr. Kelly, somebody's got to dig her up.
Don't argue with me or I'll phone your phone. This is my
my property. Do I have to put up a fence? Why should I spend money to keep people off my own property?
Look, it's him. He's the one.
Huh?
You murdered Mrs. Kelly. You hit her on the head and stuck her in the fort and dumped loads of dirt on top. She wasn't dead. She came too. Are you Tom? He stood right there when she screamed, wouldn't pay any attention.
Hey, that's right. He stood right there and lied to her.
Well, we do, Maggie. There's only one thing to do. Go phone the police and tell them to come and arrest Mr. Kelly. Folks don't know where you are, kid. No, sir. We can find him dead. What time did Mrs. Nesbitt go to visit?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, look, kid, I ought to tell you, she won't be back tonight.
Oh?
No. She went to the store, like I said, but she was going from there over to Beechwood to visit her mother on a bus. She'd be gone 2 or 3 days.
Oh, that's a shame.
Why?
Well, Mommy was expecting Mrs. Nesbitt to come over tomorrow. And maybe to stay.
You better not tell your mother. You see, it's kind of secret about Helen going away. She doesn't want people to know for a while.
Oh.
You know how to keep a secret, kid?
I guess so.
I'll give you something for not telling. I'll give you a reward.
Let's see. Hey, here's something for a kid. A doll.
A doll?
Yeah. Helen was going to give her. I heard her say when she was sorting the stuff, she said, I'll give this to the little Leary girl.
Mrs. Nesbitt always calls me Margaret.
Well, sure, that's what she said. Margaret. It's quite a doll. Old-fashioned. It's made of leather. Face is china or something, see?
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Mrs. I'm not saying anything about Helen being gone. Understand? Now, come on. I'll snap on the porch light.
Mrs. Nesbitt, did you finish your driveway?
What do you mean?
Did you get all the dirt hauled off to make it smooth?
Sure. Sure. Now, come on.
I saw your dump truck in the lot this morning and...
What do you mean? Were you in the lot this morning?
No, I was at home. I looked out the window. Hey, Mr. Nesbitt, let go of my arm.
You've been playing out there today? That's right.
Oh, don't. That hurts. I wasn't playing. It's no fun now with our fort all covered up.
The fort? What's that?
Nothing, Mr. Nesbitt.
Tell me what you're talking about.
Nothing but that old concrete pipe.
You know something. That's why you came here. You've been snooping around that block and you found out something. What are you doing?
I don't know anything. Let me go, Mr. Nesbitt. If you don't let me go, I'll...
Come on, kid. I'll give you something else. I'll give you something else. Idea how your mama's worried. You know how late it is?
Daddy, he's after me.
We've been up and down alleys and through down the Clark Street. I was about to call the police.
The screaming woman. It's Mrs. Nesbitt down there.
I'm going to give you a good licking.
Mr. Nesbitt killed her. Now he wants to kill me.
I've had all of that idiotic talk I can stand.
It's true. You've got to
go. I'm going to lick you right now, right here. I've had enough of... What have you got there? Where did you get that doll?
Why, I gave it to Larry. Hey, kid, stop by the house. I remember Helen said she wanted to throw it away. Helen said to throw it away?
He's lying, Dad. He gave it to me so I wouldn't tell about it. It was locked up in a box. He didn't have the key. He broke it open.
She's a high-strung kid, Larry. All the stuff you were telling me.
He's lying, Dad.
Yes, he is lying. Why are you lying, Charlie? Lying? How do you get that? Helen never let you have that doll. It was locked up. It was a present I gave her a long time ago. She wouldn't throw it away anymore, and I'd throw away the paperweight she gave me. Why are you lying, Charlie?
I'm not. Don't look at me that way, Leary. As God is my witness, I...
But, that is the screaming woman.
As God is your witness.
Leary, don't go! Don't!
Run to the house. Phone the police and tell them to hurry. Tell them we've got the dig.
Hello? Hi, Dippy. Everything's fine. Everything's worked out clean. The screaming woman isn't screaming anymore. They've got a lot of people down there digging her up. And you know what else, Dippy? They're going to uncover our fort again. Oh, Dippy, wasn't it a keen Thanksgiving?
Thank you, Margaret O'Brien, for a splendid performance. Miss O'Brien will return in just a moment.
Well, that Autolite Steeple battery fable wasn't bad, coming from a fairly fabulous liver.
Ah, but you haven't heard all of it, Hap. Why, by Cornelius, Clarissa, that's my car, spoke to me again this morning. Thanks to you, she said, and that Autolite Steeple battery, this has been the happiest year of my life. Why, even these cruel, cold mornings, I've got that Autolite pep, that Steeple battery, get up and go. Well, Clarissa, I says to my gas buggy, you're the queen of the May, the last with the delicate air, and the pride of Wilcox Alley all in one. What do you want now, my Thanksgiving precious? And she says, just to go to sleep out in the garage once again. Production was under the direction of Anton M. Leader. In the coming weeks, Suspense will present such stars as Rosalind Russell, James Cagney, Ronald Coleman, William Bendix, and many others. Make it a point to listen each Thursday to Suspense, radio's outstanding theater of thrill. And next Thursday, same time, hear Claude Rains and Vincent Price in the hands of Mr. Ottermole.
This is the All Right Suspense Show, signing off. Good night. Switch to All Right.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.